Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now.
The Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
All right, traveling with kids can be extremely stressful. Every parent knows that. But then also traveling with kids who are living with autism can be even more stressful. And there's been a lot of things that have been said about kids and people with living with autism and the autism community. And Memphis International Airport has stepped up and made it even easier for you to fly with kids who have autism. One of the things that really helps people with autism is, we were just talking about AB's family, like taking care of people, is routine. They like to know a routine. They like to know what's going to happen, expectations. So what they've done is they've done an actual fake flight simulation for you to take your kids with autism to do TSA check-in, go through the boarding experience, you know, go through all the different steps. So then the flight doesn't take off. So then when you do have to go for a flight, they're familiar with it. They're like, okay, I know this. And so it really helps them. And so you can actually do what they call flying together experience, so they can go on a fake trip. So
that's awesome.
That is
not the
awesome.
First time they've
that
gone through the airport.
So cool, you know. And here again,
and it'll be less busy too, because usually the airport's really busy. So when they do this, it's not as busy for them. So now they're
for all their sensory and all their issues they have with that. But that's amazing. That's, you know, just to do something like that, it's just brilliant.
So cool that they did that. The good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Get back to get more. Introducing the St. Louis Zoo debit card exclusively at Together Credit Union.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brett Mega Show. Today is Cinco de Mayo. If we all went to a Mexican restaurant to celebrate, what would you order? Tacos, nachos, quesadillas. What would your order be, Hannah?
Honestly, I have been on the cheese quesadilla gang train, whatever.
You and a bunch of five-year-olds?
Yeah, since kindergarten probably, and I'm never getting off of it.
That's what you order at a restaurant?
I love
a cheese quesadilla.
Usually, if I'm at a Mexican restaurant for real, my option isn't on the poll, but I like getting grilled chicken, rice, and cheese all mixed together, like queso.
Oh, my God.
But a cheese quesadilla will also do.
I'm nachos, usually chicken nachos.
Chicken nachos.
Yes. I go carne asada quesadilla.
Carne asada quesadilla. Mm.
I love tacos the most probably, but you can get a good taco and you can get a bad taco, and I never know what to order. So normally I just panic and I get a quesadilla too.
See,
and it's not what I want.
Really? I panic order quesadillas.
Yeah.
Do you get cheese quesadillas though?
Like cheese and chicken.
Oh, good chicken.
I like stuff in it. I don't just get a cheese quesadilla like a five-year-old.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody you know, Hannah.
Yeah.
I think quesadillas over nachos and tacos. I agree with AB that like you got to get the right taco place.
Right.
Yeah. And so you got to let somebody else get the tacos first. And then
I know.
Oh, those tacos are good. Next time I go, I'll get tacos.
I can't afford to be disappointed. If I'm at a Mexican place, I'm there to to eat.
But a quesadilla, like, you're legit. You can't. I feel
it's
like
always a safe
it's always a
bet.
It's always a safe bet.
Like, what do you put in yours?
I do lean with any meat, actually. Okay. But I would go with, like, steak or a beef or a barbacoa, actually.
I can't do the upcharge with the steak.
Oh. Yeah. Cheapy over there.
I'm not there in my life yet.
We're just reminded how cheap AB is. Yeah. This is the same girl who sits in the dark, so her electric bill doesn't go up. Mm-hmm. And she reminded me. It saved me $50, Brett.
Mm-hmm. The polls are open.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
So we got to see what's trending. We put 2 minutes on the clock, and then I just read off some headlines, and then Hannah tells me what people need to know about. Everyone here is involved in a wedding, pretty much, and Pinterest is where everyone just basically plans their wedding. Mm-hmm. These are the top wedding trends of 2025.
Hey, let's hear them.
All right. Pinterest has 3.8 billion wedding-related searches and 13.4 billion ideas saved to their top wedding trends.
I feel like I've seen them all.
Right? Like, it's insane how much is done on Pinterest and weddings. Chocolate brown is the color. Mousse is the big color this year.
Some espresso brown.
Yes. City hall weddings are on the rise. Gen Z not doing the big old weddings. Just do city hall and do like a nice party. Maximalist and vintage rings are on there. So, like, no traditional shapes like hearts or east-west. They want those, like, old-school vintage-like shape of the rings.
Soulful rings.
Yep. The decade-inspiring couples is the 1990s. So 1990s is kind of the vibe. And if you're looking for photography, they're taking cinematic photography.
I love that.
AB, I know, is big into this right now. It's like that old-school photography. It's not like a cream, crisp look. Parents are calling it Maycember.
Nah, keep moving. It sounds scary.
It is. Why you should want to date a short guy.
No, never, ever, ever going to happen for
me. That's crazy. Can I overrule?
I know. Alex is so mad.
Sorry, Alex. I can't. Even with a story, I could never be convinced.
Now you'll never know why Alex is a keeper.
It's all right. We're more fun anyway.
Yeah, that's actually what they say. A guy won a $167 million lottery jackpot.
Okay, you know I love to gamble.
Then got arrested for kicking a cop.
Oh, I don't support that.
On Tuesday, one day after he got his check, too, not only did he win the lottery, but they gave him $167 million and got into a confrontation with the cop, kicked the cop in the face, and now he will never get to spend his money because you know his ass is going to jail for a long time.
Go to the slammer.
For he's going to need his $170 million for his lawyer fees.
Literally.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Cheryl, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Doing wonderful. Hannah, how are you?
I'm doing pretty nifty.
All right, nifty, Cheryl.
Oh, wow.
All
right.
I don't even know what that word really means.
Cheryl versus nifty Hannah.
Okay.
All right, Hannah, leave the room. So Cheryl can answer 5 pop culture questions, and Miss Nifty is going to leave. She is walking out now. Tie does go to Hannah, Cheryl, so you got to get more right than her, okay?
I'm going to try my best. I've never did this challenge before.
All right, we'll see how it goes. Who stars in all the Mission Impossible movies?
Tom Cruise.
All right. What is the name of the newest superhero movie that came out this past weekend that focuses on the Marvel's B team, they call them?
I don't know.
Okay. Kevin is offended because he's a superhero fan.
Maybe. Do you want to phone a friend?
Oh, yes. Let me phone a friend.
All right. Okay. Go ahead. Who would you like to answer, AB or Kevin?
I'm going to go with Kevin.
Oh, that's a good call, Cheryl.
Yeah, because AB is not going to know.
It's Marvel's Thunderbolts.
All right, so now you're 2-for-2 with Kevin's help.
Okay, thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome.
The Tony Awards, which is in AB's wheelhouse, but you already used up your phone of friends.
Oh, no.
Just announced their nominees. They're an award show for what?
I don't know.
All right. No idea what the Tony Awards are.
I've never been more excited for a Tony Awards. That hurts my heart.
Yeah, but Cheryl's like, what?
Music? Is it for music?
Kind of, but I can't give you that point.
No.
Who just released a new single, Old Phone, and confirmed their next album, Play, will come out September 12th?
I don't know.
Okay. And then last question is, does Louis Vuitton's logo have a flower shape on it?
No.
That's correct. No. You don't know anything about the Tony Awards, but you know Louis Vuitton, Cheryl.
Yeah,
who's nifty now? Yeah. All right, we'll see how Hannah does. You got 3 out of 5. She's got to get at least the 3 out of 5, okay?
Okay.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, we got Hannah walking back into the room. Cheryl just got done answering 5 pop culture questions. She did use her phone a friend with Kevin. So Kevin is your mortal enemy now.
Uh-oh,
he turned your back on you.
It's probably Star Wars.
That's funny that you say that, but it's not. But in that real house. So you got to get at least a 3 out of 5, right, Cheryl?
Yes.
First time you've ever done this, Cheryl. How'd you feel it went?
I was on the edge.
All right, let's see how Hannah does. All right, Hannah. Who stars in all the Mission Impossible movies?
Tom Cruise?
That's correct.
Whew, I was nervous about that.
What is the name of the newest superhero movie that came out this weekend that focuses on the Marvel's B-team they refer to?
Kevin Help?
That's who she used Kevin for.
It Happens When It Rains.
Okay, that was actually a really good hint and a big hint.
It Happens When It Rains.
I thought Kevin was going to give you some hint, like superhero.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Early, but he actually gave you a generic hint that was really
when it
big.
Rains, happens when it rains.
Need an answer in 3, 2, what happens when it rains?
Flood.
Flood.
Flood, no.
Flood coming out this weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Thunderbolts.
Thunderbolts.
Oh,
yeah.
Not a bad hint, Kev. Not a bad hint.
All right. The Tony Awards just announced their nominees. They're an award show for what?
Musicals.
All right.
And plays.
And plays.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's more Broadway theater.
I would give you musicals, but AB is saying no. So
I'm saying no on that.
Okay, I was going to give it to you because I felt like it was loose, but nobody got the Tony Award point question right. How do you feel about that, AB?
Really sad.
Nobody knows the Tony Award.
I already have it in my calendar.
All right, so no. You got to get these last two right to win.
Okay.
And one is a fashion question, so good luck on that.
Oh, jeez.
Who just released a new single called Old Phone and confirmed their next album, Play, will come out September 12th?
Ed Sheeran.
All right. All comes down to a fashion question.
Oh.
And I will say that Cheryl didn't even hesitate, got this one right away. Does Louis Vuitton's logo, since I know you like to buy your dupes, does the Louis Vuitton logo have a flower shape on it?
No.
It does not. Hannah didn't hesitate either. Whoa, Hannah knows Louis Vuitton. Hannah's dupes
it might
got flowers
be fake,
all over
but I know what it looks like.
3 out of 5. Tie does go towards Hannah. All you have to say is this is Cheryl and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Cheryl. That school by Hannah, and I don't mind.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
All right, we're about to kick off an hour of commercial-free music. Let's see if we can get the Mega Mind question of the day correct. 20% of us have done this at least once in our lifetime.
Okay.
20% of us done in our lifetime, Hannah?
I'm going to say something a little, I guess, rare or obscure, since it's only 20%. I'm going to say that only 20% of us
have gone snorkeling.
Okay. Good answer.
I think it's been pulled over by a police officer.
Wow. Only 20%?
I think it's flown on an airplane.
Really?
What?
Wow. Yeah.
I'm going to say go on a cruise.
Cruise.
That's a good one.
Good guesses. No one got it correct. I'll give you a hint. Someone's actually doing this, like, currently in their life right now.
What?
20% of us have only done, only 20% of us have done this in our lifetime, and 20% of us in the room currently doing this in our lifetime. That answer's coming away in two songs.
Mega Minds.
See if you can get the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day correct. 20% of us have done this at least once in our lifetime. Kevin, do you have the text messages over there?
Yeah, hang on. 20, I do.
20% of us have done this at least once in our lifetime. I did say that someone currently, one in five in the room, 20%, are actually doing that in their life now.
Oh, okay.
Does the person know who it is?
If it's me, I don't.
No?
If it's me, I don't.
Okay.
Okay, well.
Well, so, one of you is the one of the people that just said that, actually. It's either Amy or Alex.
Okay.
Just
right.
So you know.
So Teacher Suzanne might have this with her text in. Plan a wedding.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Jewel says getting their hair colored.
Mm.
Michelle says having a work husband or wife.
That's funny.
Oh, that's targeted? Yeah.
And then Danielle says eating a cheese quesadilla.
That's funny. Good answers, actually. 20% have done this at least once in their lifetime. It has been in a band.
Really? Shout out Alex.
Yeah. Shout out Alex. Okay, all right. The Alex Rich Trio.
Yeah.
20% of us have actually been in a band.
That's a pretty good amount.
That does seem like a high number, doesn't it? 20%?
I mean, I feel like I tried to start a band when I was a kid, but I don't know if that ever really counted.
That's right.
You're like, we're a band now. We didn't have any gigs, but we were a band.
Mega Minds.
Got this cool opportunity to prove that wishes do come true. I got to be like the genie this weekend. It's the Brett Mega Show. We have done a lot with Make-A-Wish. We have been, I think, just honored and privileged to work with Make-A-Wish. And if you don't know what Make-A-Wish is, one of the biggest misconceptions with Make-A-Wish is that, like, these kids are, like, terminally ill. And when I think it's important to understand that these kids who Make-A-Wish are granting wishes for are sick, but what these wishes do provide is healing power. And this sends a message that, like, hey, if you are down and out, if you're having a hard time, you can be healed. The impossible is possible. And so that's what I just love about Make-A-Wish, is there's not this this wish that's being granted before the end of their lives. Now, some of the kids don't make it, and that is sad. But it's wishes that are being granted that could turn everything around for them, and they can heal, and their families can heal, and the wishes can come true, and all of their wishes can come true, and they can. And it shows you the healing power of what Make-A-Wish does. So they did their Walk for Wishes this past weekend, and Hannah had done this last year, and I got a chance to go on stage and do it this year. And they granted wish live on stage at Energizer Park, is where the Walk for Wishes was this year. Super cool setup. And so they had brought me on stage, and I got to bring on Stefan, who is a four-year-old who has leukemia, on stage. First off, kid is the coolest kid ever. Just walks on stage, just kept his sucker going the entire time.
Wow.
Oh, man, there we go.
Yeah, just sucking out a sucker. Didn't even take his candy out. He's like, what do we got to talk about in front of the whole crowd? He's like, just chill.
Big chilling.
But I knew that he was a huge Star Wars fan going into this, but he was proven he was a huge Star Wars fan because he was still nervous to be on stage. He's 4 years old, right? And he asked his parents to hold, like, and just same as my kid. I have a four-year-old, too. To hold something, and what are the stormtroopers, Kev? The white guys? I'm not a big Star Wars guy.
Yeah, stormtrooper.
Stormtrooper.
Okay.
Needed a stormtrooper to hold. And I was like, that's adorable, right? And he's on stage holding a stormtrooper and a sucker, and I get to do like a Q&A with him. And in the middle of doing the Q&A, two things happened. The first one was, I was kind of caught off guard that my son is four.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh.
You saying that?
Yeah.
Like, reminded me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't imagine what those parents were feeling like. And I just, like, I was on stage working the crowd and being funny and talking with Stefan and making him feel comfortable. But I just kept hearing that in my head. Is this kid that I'm staring eye to eye with and having this, going to grant this wish, and he has leukemia, and I have a four-year-old. And my son kept asking me, do you think I could go with you? And then it was going to rain. And I was like, I don't know if I would have been on like stage and had my son with me or done the wish with right. them. Like, I don't know how I would have felt just knowing that like the feeling that you would have gotten just like everything. My son is like my world, like, right? Like your precious little everything. And that's how those parents feel. Mm-hmm. And so I just kept thinking that over and over again is this Stefan, who's way cooler than me with a sucker and a stormtrooper, is the same age as my son. And I just mm-hmm. couldn't imagine what those parents feel like, what those kids feel like. And so we're in the middle of doing a Q&A, and out of nowhere, busts out this music.
Oh.
And I'm like, hey, you love Star Wars, right? He's like, yeah, this is Star Wars music. He even goes, this is Star Wars music. And all of these characters start walking out. Stormtroopers. I don't know the other characters. Oh, Kevin, you'll have to tell me.
It was like, he's got...
Oh, Kevin knows.
Brent sent me the picture. It's Sith Lords. It's Stormtroopers. Oh, it's yeah. Imperial dignitaries. It's Chewbacca, the Wookiee.
The Chewbacca
droids.
Dude was like
it's
9 feet
tall.
A ton
of all these characters.
Decked out in Star Wars stuff. And yeah, so they come out, and these are like badass Star Wars guys. They come out and hand them a scroll, and mom gets to read the scroll that their wish is going to be granted. That they're going to Disneyland, and they're going to get this Star Wars experience and take them behind the scenes. And just all of a sudden, magic happens. And you can just see that his wish is being granted, and you could feel the hope in the air from the parents who probably also have kids going through something similar and needed wishes to be granted or had their wishes being granted. They're feeling as parents, they feel like the sense of normalcy again, excitement. Because all I kept thinking again is this kid is 4, the same age as my son. They probably only thing they think about is their kid being sick. And that sucks because they should be thinking about stormtroopers and Disneyland and escaping. And my son and I were out playing soccer yesterday. That's the things they should be focused on. But I'm sure the only thing they're focused on is their kid's sickness. And for a second, they were not focused on their kid's sickness. They were focused on... they're going to Disneyland.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my
and AB
gosh.
Knows she just got back from Disneyland. They have a lot of planning to do.
They do. They really do.
And so it was such a cool moment.
That's
and
awesome.
So
that is
thank
cool.
you, Make-A-Wish, for letting us here be part of so many different wishes. But because of that, I just wanted to tell you guys, wishes are being granted right here. And one of them got happened on Saturday. And Kevin, I know you were jealous that I was hanging out with
the
Wookiee dude.
Yeah, Chewbacca's giving you a massive Chewbacca hug, hug.
I got a Wookiee hug.
Who doesn't want
awesome.
That?
Yeah.
Got a Wookiee hug. We're just dancing commercial freestyle on the Brett Mega Show. I'll give you a chance to win these Anne Juliet passes and tickets to the Fabulous Fox. You get to go. Hannah and AB got to see it already. They got to see it on Broadway in New York. Mm-hmm. Said it rocked. This is what we're going to do. Because the whole premise of Anne Juliet is women empowerment. It's kind of life if Juliet didn't end her life with Romeo in this dramatic ending. And what they do is they work in all these like cover songs. And these are like pop songs. They work into the Broadway show, which I think is so cool, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to play a game working in some of the music from Anne Juliet, and Hannah and AB will play against each other to see who was paying attention the most when they got to see it on Broadway. So all of these songs, you're actually going to be able to hear at Anne Juliet when it comes to the Fabulous Fox. You guys will play for our listener to win this experience. So you are also playing to help them win, but you're also playing to help
them
lose.
No pressure.
Yeah, so you'll be the reason. Nicole, welcome to the Brett Mega Show. Thank you so much for coming on.
Good morning.
All right, Nicole, you get to pick your person who you want to play on your behalf. They will have to name the artist and name of the song that is being performed. And these are songs that you'll hear at Anne Juliet. Who do you want to play on your behalf?
Well, I'm going to have to go with Woman Empowerment. Let's go, Hannah.
Yay! Okay, yay.
Okay.
Also, I think you made a good choice because AB only knows Glee stuff, so I think she's going to struggle to pick. Some of these songs
trash
are in Glee,
talk.
Too.
Trash
but do you
talk.
Know the artist? We'll see.
Okay. It means, Christy, you're going to grow with AB, so AB will be your person. Kind of like the Kentucky Derby, this is your pony, okay, Christy?
All right, my bet's on AB.
Okay, right. Good. If you ladies, feel free to help out Hannah and AB because they might need it.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Remember, Hannah, you were the first pick, so you better come through for Nicole.
Yeah, and I was trash talking AB, so.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. All right. I will play the first part of the song. You can ring it at any point, but we'll let the song finish.
There comes a day when I'll be the one you see.
It's gonna and how that works. She can't just ring in and then wait for the whole thing to play.
You think it's too long?
I think it's too much. I think it's she said go. We got answers here.
Okay, fine. I'll do that.
Okay, it's gonna be me and Sync.
In
okay,
sync.
You got it right.
Okay. PP didn't even protest. Kevin protested. All right.
I protested.
When the song stops, then Kevin faded down instantly. Okay.
Got it. Okay. When somebody rings in. Boom,
okay. Okay. Now you know what you're working with.
1 point for Nicole. Hannah. Shoot. I kissed a girl, Katy Perry.
Wow. Shoot. PP.
I'm so sorry, Christy.
AP, you lost it for Christy.
Wow.
I did. Christy. Is that it?
Yeah. That was it. You swept her. Wow. Okay. All right.
We'll get them next time.
Let's play one more to see. What's
wrong, Hannah, with being confident Demi Lovato.
Wow. Dude.
Well, I didn't know we were still playing. I thought we were just going to listen. What? Great song.
Nicole, you made the right choice. Christy, I just.
Wow.
Christy, I feel bad for you. Do you have anything to say to AB, Christy? No.
Speechless.
She's so pissed.
That was unbelievable.
Wow. Christy, hold on. You'll have a chance tomorrow. Nicole, congratulations on the tickets. AB, study up, girl. I thought you were going to be the person. I'll be honest. You're supposed to be the Broadway girl. I thought you were going to be the person to pick. Hannah is on her game.
You know my brain works a little bit slower than everybody else.
Yeah. So now you know what you better be ready to bring it tomorrow. We're going to play this game tomorrow, too. It's going down, down, baby.
Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is ready, so here we go. This is the first thing I saw this morning, and it's hard for me to even think about, but last night, Lady Gaga had this massive free concert in Brazil. It was her biggest show to date ever. 2.5 million people were there, and it all could have gone horrifically because two people were arrested because they were attempting to bomb the concert.
It was the biggest female performance ever of all time. Madonna did like 1.6 or something. She did 2.5, like almost a million more people saw her sing live. That crazy. Is crazy that many people are there.
I mean, there's just so many ugly and horrific things about this. For one, it sucks that this was Lady Gaga's biggest performance. You know, this is like a record-breaking night for her career. It's a free concert. All these people are here to have fun, and two men were attempting to, harm everyone there. And also, the police were looking into these men, and apparently they were targeting the LGBTQ plus community as well. So it just keeps getting more and more disgusting the more you look into it. And also, to make it worse, Lady Gaga and her team didn't even know about this until they found out, just like the rest of us did, through media.
Yeah,
they
that's
didn't
crazy.
Even know about it.
I read that Lady Gaga didn't know when she was on stage performing that a bomb threat was happening. And found out, like, watching the news, like, whoa, there was a bomb threat while I was performing.
Yeah, I mean, that's just insane.
Do you think they didn't want to tell her because they were afraid that could create a panic?
I have no idea, like, how that stuff works, but it does feel like, I don't know, if you're the star in that situation, you would know, but I guess not.
I don't know. There was 2.5 million people there, but also I was looking into the police reports, and they did, like, purposely try and do it, like, as discreetly as possible because obviously, if you hear rumor that, you know, there's going to be harm inflicted on you or potentially could have, it would have caused like a mass chaos, like, and it could have gotten dangerous for people even to be running around or running out of the vicinity. So all around, just horrible. And I hate to hear all of this. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag. It just went down, down, baby. Stories
out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go. If you are listening right now and your driver's license picture just sucks, you hate it, give us a call. 314-531-9898. What is with DMVs and just having the worst picture takers of all time? Like, what? No one can ever take a good ID picture. If you haven't been paying attention, May 7th, in 2 days, you have to have like a real ID, whatever the hell a real ID is. Mm-hmm. Apparently, if you have another driver's license, it's not real right now until you get one with the star on there. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have one with the star, you got to go get yourself a real one because the other one's fake, phony, doesn't exist anymore. And so everyone's taking photos again and everyone's looking at their license like, does mine have a star? And then going, oh, I hate this photo of me. Anyone out there like their photo?
I actually do.
Hannah's pissed. No. You do?
I actually do. And honestly,
I have been avoiding going to the DMV to get a new license because I know my next picture will not be like the one I have right now. So I don't have a real ID right now, and I'm livid that I have to get one only because my picture. I don't want to get a new one.
You don't want to update the picture?
No.
Because you don't want to look like Kevin?
I was,
Kevin, what are you doing with your picture?
Okay.
I just saw Kevin's
picture.
Kevin's
looks like a mugshot.
I don't smile in my driver's
license.
Because my thoughts are, when you're handing over your ID to a police officer, you're probably not smiling.
Kevin, that is way too deep of a thought
to
have.
It makes you look less arrestable.
What, if you're smiling? You think so? No, I
Kevin,
don't.
Kevin, you would smile at a robber. Like, you are the nicest person
ever.
Yeah,
Kevin, you probably would be smiling if you got pulled over.
Not in this. This is the only time. Kevin looks pissed.
Yeah,
Kevin looks like this dude kills people and do not matter.
You look like a criminal.
Yeah, like, yeah, that's legit.
I look high in mine. Like, my eyes, like, aren't existent, and my hair is so grown out that the top half of my head is brown and the bottom half is blonde.
My photo ID looks like Kevin took it. Why are they shooting me from below? You know, like, when your parents, like, a grandparent takes a, like, camera, and they're, like, shoot you from, like, the worst angle possible?
Yeah, they zoom in way too much.
Yeah, and they're zoomed in, like, that's what they did to me. They, like, they zoomed in extra, and they're like, look at this idiot.
They did zoom in on you.
I must say, I've never seen a photo like Brett's on someone's ID. I think they have a personal vendetta against you because you had expired plates. So they're like, this guy, we don't care about him.
Yeah.
Okay, does anyone out there have a picture? Either maybe you like it, like Hannah, like not crushed it. The lady,
I just had so much.
You
more.
Like yours, Alex?
I do. I'm with Hannah. I
had
mine.
Like more youth
fit.
In my face. Like I just.
I mean, I'm, youth in your face.
You I just looked happier. I don't know.
Well, it was before you worked here.
Yeah, right.
Radio aged me way too much.
Alex, do you have a real ID? Is yours have
I have a real ID.
Oh, so you don't have to update it? Like,
I don't. I feel good about it. I'm set.
Okay. I'm.
Can you bring your own lighting kit? Like, excuse me, I have an info.
Yeah, I wonder what they do.
Okay, do they let you smile in a passport photo?
They don't.
Yes.
Okay.
Passport, they do
okay,
not.
They
not
my
teeth.
Yeah. No.
I have teeth in my passport.
And that makes me upset because I look like an idiot because they wouldn't let me use my teeth.
I have all teeth.
I definitely look like a hardcore criminal in my passport. Yeah.
See, maybe that's what in my head, I was like, well, I couldn't smile for the passport one, so I can't smile for the driver's license.
All right, anyone out there not smiling, or, you know, you have, you know, tan mom vibes, Hannah. 314-531-9898. We want to hear about your ID picture and experience. I don't know, man, the DMV... they have a vendetta against me or something. We're commercial free on the Brett Mega Show. Everyone's talking about it. The real ID starting May 7th to fly out. TSA needs a real ID, whatever the hell that means. I have more details of exactly what it means to fly with a real ID. And if you don't have one, the information you need to bring with you coming up and keep it moving here in a second. But a lot of people going to the DMV, taking pictures, then get a real ID, got to get one with a star on there. And it makes us think, who is this the worst picture? Like, just terrible. They hate it. 314-531-9898.
I will say, I just thought of my mom's ID. They made her, so she wears glasses like 24/7. They made her take off her glasses for the picture, and I literally like didn't recognize her in her ID. But that's a lot of people said they actually like theirs. But
no way, people actually have good ID pictures.
Yeah, a lot of
that's
people
one
on the
in
text
a million
line are saying they like them. But
I have this theory. I don't get why people hate their picture so much. No one sees it. Like the person who sees it is like a cop or a bouncer.
Exactly.
Or something.
You have it for years. What do you mean? You see it all the time.
I have never seen your guys' pictures until we just posted. If you want to see our like ID pictures, we just posted them on our Instagram. If you go to the Brett Mega Show on Instagram to see it, it's the first time I've ever seen your guys' IDs. Who sees them? Why do people care?
Me. I care.
Yeah,
I look.
You know, personally, you see it and just kind of like, it makes you feel some type
of
way. Every
if
time
it
you
makes
pull
you,
out your
if
wallet.
If you look
or...
horrific in your photo and you're seeing it, like all the time when you pull it out, you're like, damn. Rough times.
Rough times.
Someone texted this in on the text line, and I also am wondering the same thing since I don't have the real ID. Maybe I'll answer this and keep it moving, but it says, isn't that only if you're flying or is it for driving too? Like, it does it come invalid?
No,
is my driver's license invalid?
It's for flying, yeah. So it's just for TSA. Like, it's for flights and things like that.
Oh.
But good question. Amy, there's some things you wanted to teach us about the real ID.
About the real ID? No.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
You texted in something about, I was talking about my picture, and you said, what did you say about the picture?
Well, the last time I had a horrible picture, and by the way, I still have it, three IDs later.
The same photo?
So they keep your photo?
They kept my photo.
Oh, so I don't have to get rid of mine.
So you're
three
saying
IDs.
Hannah, oh.
You had to be like 20, 25 years younger. Three
yeah,
IDs.
That's not true. Yeah, like, why?
Do they give you the option, or they're just like, nope,
you, no, well, there, is... wasn't, there wasn't an option.
They rolled it over?
They just used my old picture.
I need to go
Someone's
whatever.
Getting lazy.
What, they look
DMV.
At you
wow.
Say,
Amy,
know,
did
looks
you
like
really go to the DMV? He's like,
I had a horrible picture, but we were moving out of state. We moved out of state. And it was not a good choice. Let's just say that. And we moved back. And then my birthday came. And I went to get an ID and or a driver's license. And they kept the same ugly picture.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah,
damn, they really
I've
hate
never
you.
Heard wow. of that.
I thought they hated me with the zoom in and then like the Kevin angle, but
hey.
No, they really.
What high school does the kid go to?
Right, exactly.
Pretty fakes.
Amy, yeah, that kid hates you, Amy.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
We'll put 2 minutes on the clock. I'll read a headline and then Hannah will either tell me, yeah, keep it moving. I get that headline. Or say, tell me more. So if you don't have a real ID by Wednesday, we were just talking about this, at the airport, leave at least 3 hours early because there's a lot that you need.
What?
Yeah, so starting on Wednesday, regular old driver's license. If you don't have one with a star or you haven't gone to the DMV recently and gotten yourself a real ID, you will need to go do that because you need to have one with a star or you need to have a passport. But if you don't have your passport, say like, oh, my passport expired, I never got it updated, you'll need to bring, like they said, a permanent resident card, a border and crossing card, a foreign government-issued passport, veteran health ID, and any other photo identification, extra things when boarding.
Literally what? I don't know what any of those are.
Yeah, you need to go and get as much documentation as you can or schedule something at the DMV and wait in all those ridiculous lines.
And then even though for the real ID, you need to bring like a boatload of stuff to get a real ID.
Yep.
Great.
Take this quick home test to check if your brain is healthy.
It's not because I'm thinking about the real ID. Keep it moving.
Okay. Stupid criminal. Driver does the stupidest thing possible ever when you miss an exit.
What?
Slams on his brakes. So this idiot.
People do that all the time.
No. This guy missed the exit, stopped, literally dead stop in the middle of the highway, was waiting for the right lane to get over. Like, oh, I need to get over. And it's really hard to do that. Finally gets over, but as he gets over, everyone who had slammed on the brakes behind him eventually got into a car pileup. So this dude just exited as all these cars just started smashing into each other, and he just took off. Jeez. Cops are now looking for him.
He's like, man, I really did not want to turn back around.
Yeah, right. And all
what
these
an
cars,
inconvenience.
And all these cars are just piled up as this guy's exiting the highway going, see you, suckers! cops are everywhere in Ohio are looking for them.
Wow.
Idiot.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah texted me, like, I don't know if help was the word, but just kind of reaching out to a friend when you're having a hard time. And I could relate because I feel like this is a weird week for me because it's Mother's Day week. Mm. And so I lost my mom about a little over 5 years ago. And so this week always hits hard for me. Hannah had lost her grandma. And her grandma's birthday was on Sunday. Was it Sunday,
mm-hmm.
Hannah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yesterday.
And it just hits hard. Like, those people who had those mother figure-like roles for you and the week heading into Mother's Day, it kind of hits you like a tidal wave for whatever those reasons. Like, I always say this, grief kind of works as an ocean. It like, has, like, waves. It comes in at times unexpected, and you sometimes don't even know why, but all of a sudden you just feel this rush of emotions. But when you hit those milestones, there's like an excuse for those waves. It's like a storm that actually did hit you, right? And so those milestone moments like Mother's Day hitting me or a birthday and Mother's Day for like the mother of the family for Hannah was having a hard time this weekend?
Yeah. So usually her birthdays are rough. There's usually like 2 or 3, maybe 4 really hard days throughout the year. It's like her birthday, Christmas. Am I still on air?
I think something just broke over here.
Oh.
I don't know what that wasn't. Nobody touched it.
I think it was Hannah's microphone stand. Oh.
Okay.
Well, it's already been broken, so now it completely collapsed. So that's great.
Okay, that made my heart drop.
I heard a ding, like,
in a segment where I'm already.
I thought Kevin was playing a new instrument. The harp drum.
I thought a gong had hit, and then like someone's gonna come in like this is Hannah's grandma. This is God. Like what was happening?
Yeah, dimes are gonna start falling.
It was
that
a
was
gong.
A sign
was
like, right there. That was.
But it was Hannah's microphone just completely collapsing at one point.
It's either this story shouldn't be shared or keep going. So. Okay. Anyway, there's a couple hard days throughout the year. Her birthday, the day she passed away, Christmas, like those types of days. And the other day it was her birthday and it was really hard. And I texted Brett because I felt this is her seventh birthday not here. And in particular this year, I noticed that what got really, really hard for me was that I was looking for like a picture to post on Facebook or whatever of her. And I realized just how far back I had to scroll in my camera roll to find a photo of her. And I'm passing, you know, all these memories of my nephews being born and me signing on here at work and all these things that she wasn't here for. So that was really hard for me this year to go back 7 years to her last birthday here with us. And it was really hard. So I reached out to Brett.
I can relate, you know, like for Mother's Day, like there's so many things happened in my life where my mom just wasn't part of it. Like she died 5 years ago in my life. They say this and it is the most cliche statement ever. And before I had kids, I think I kind of hated the parent sentence. Like, oh, there's life before kids and life after kids. I'm like, okay, sure. Your whole life gets flipped upside down. But it really is. Like, I don't even know who I was before kids. And my mom never got to meet my kids. My son is 4. My mom died 5 years ago. Never got to meet my kid. Mm. And that's all my mom wanted to be was a mom. Like that. Like I think like my mom, we lost her to dementia. And I honestly don't know if she knew where I lived because I'd moved around from radio. I don't think like she knew I was on the radio because I feel like it was like kind of like burned into her brain. But if you asked her like what time I was on the radio, what the name of the show was called, what type of music we played, she knew nothing about my career. Mm. And honestly, as like weird as odd as that is, like that was so cool because she didn't care. Like she cared about me as Brett and her as her son and her baby boy. And there's like so many cool milestones. I literally do this all the time. I'll pick up my phone and be like, oh, I got to tell my mom about it. And I'm like, oh my God, it's 5 years ago. Yeah. But like, she's still like, as crazy as it sounds, she's still one of the top three people in my life that I want to tell good news or bad news to, right? Like still the top three people, probably even top two. Like my brother and my dad listen to the radio show. You probably are not finishing higher than mom, guys. Yeah. Like it's probably my wife and mom who's no longer here. Like I just want to tell mom about it. I want to tell mom about anything.
You guys find yourself at times just talking to them?
Yeah, like, I do.
You pray?
You know what? Dude, it's so weird that you said that, Kevin, because I do. A lot of times when I pray, I'll start off with this is going to sound like a weird statement. Sometimes I think my mom is God because I'll start off with a prayer because I am someone who, this is how I pray. Everyone prays differently, but I have conversations with God. I'll like start off a prayer and say, but I don't do a lot of the Our Fathers and those type of prayers. I'll just be like, God, this is what's going on. And I feel like I talk to God, but all of a sudden, halfway through my prayer, I feel like all of a sudden it's my mom and I'll be like, mom, this was going, oh yeah, I just switched it up, I guess. Like, so I don't know, but I do that all the time. That's so weird that you said that, Kev.
I catch myself still praying for my grandma. I'm like, oh, I pray, you know, she's
doing okay
in heaven, which is a crazy prayer to make, but for some reason it brings me comfort, so that's what I do.
I pray that they let my mom into heaven. I'm like, man, please let that lady in. Like, God, she's cool.
Like,
I swear
she's still waiting at the gate.
She's still waiting at the gate. Like, she's like, she could be, she'll like, I feel like this is something I said though to, and I believe this because my mom really wanted a daughter, so when we had and I had a girl because she like would ask like, when am I going to get a girl? I think my mom really wanted me to be a girl and didn't work out for her. I think she like went up to God and she's like very pushy like woman. She's like, yo, God, like knocking on the door. Like if he's like in his room by himself, like God, open up. It's Becky Mega. And I need a granddaughter like now.
It's my time.
Like that's
waiting.
How it was. But yeah, I do. It's so crazy that Hannah and I were texting about it just like as friends. But I think a lot of people this week spurs up a lot of emotions for grandmas and moms because those have the special place in our hearts. Like those are the special people for us always.
Yeah,
and moms never stop being moms.
And the worst part of it, you know, having unfortunately lost both of my parents is too, I always think to myself, I lost a fan. You know, at least in the physical sense, that's what moms are. They're like your biggest fan.
Dude,
so
that's
you know?
That's an interesting statement to make too. My mom used to like always say like if I like couldn't make it to practice or something like that, I had something going on. My mom'd be like,
"Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant."
Oh wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Just tell them your mom said it. Like, that's a thing. Like, mom had like, overall, like, biggest fan, number one spot, like, mom say goes.
Yes.
So, like, if I had something going on at work, like, oh, man, I'm so busy at work. Like, well, tell them your mom said you don't have to do that project.
Right. Anything is overwritten.
Like, it was a legit excuse.
Exactly. Yeah. Mom said I needed a raise. So
yeah.
Come on.
That's what I would do. Is like,
I'm going to start saying that.
Yeah, like, you know, my mom said this is what I should make. And like, if they didn't pay you, like, my mom's going to call you and you're screwed.
Right.
Bye, bye, bye is what we said to all the commercials. Every single day we roll commercial free for a full hour. So thank you so much for hanging out with us. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Beyonce just kicked off her Cowboy Carter tour, but she might already be facing legal issues. I'll tell you why at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready. So here we go.
So Beyonce just kicked off her Cowboy Carter tour. Like, we literally talked about it last week. But already she might be facing some legal tea because of this little teaser video that she has. So it's a video of her in like her little Western girl gear, cowboy boots, hat, the whole kit and caboodle. And she's walking through what appears to be the Vegas skyline. And in the video, she picks up something like this like glowy ball that apparently resembles the Sphere in Las Vegas. That's like a event space venue thing.
Yeah.
And the Sphere is now suing Beyonce and gave her a cease and desist because they didn't give her rights to use that in the video.
Is it an intro that she only uses for Vegas, or is this something that she always uses?
No, it's something that people are saying, like, this is like a teaser that, like, oh, she's gonna have a residency in Vegas. She does have two shows planned in Vegas, like, later on in the summer, but there's nothing, like, in particular, like, a tie of her with Vegas, so that's why we're kind of like, what?
what is this?
It's just weird that Beyonce could make that mistake.
And why would they? Yeah, why?
Who doesn't double check, like, oh, can we use this stuff or no? Like, I feel like Beyonce should have a million lawyers, like, hey, you can't have this arena.
Somebody's getting fired,
right?
Right.
Like, that's so weird. That feels like something we would do.
Yeah, literally.
No, we didn't know I couldn't use the logo for something, right? Like, but Beyonce using, and I would assume because it's just something that's part of the Vegas skyline that Beyonce could use it. So that's, I guess, it makes sense why Beyonce thought she could use it. It's just weird that no one, like, fact-checked Beyonce.
Yeah. Who was in charge of that? But it's funny because in the cease and desist, they asked, like, okay, you immediately need to take this out. And sure enough, her team did.
Wow, that's crazy.
I just posted on the Brett Mega Show, like, a comparison of the videos. And, yeah, it doesn't have the sphere in it anymore. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's see if you get the Mega Mind question of the day correct. A little over 50% of women say they do this better than their husband. What do women think they do better than their husband, Hannah?
Okay. Just because I give this answer does not mean that I agree, because for me, it definitely is not true. But I think most women believe they're better at cooking than their husband is.
You're like, I'm not.
I'm a terrible cook, and I own that.
Well, besides just existing, my wife is doing everything better than me. I would say the two things, I've got two in my head. It's either driving or mowing the lawn. I think that most women think that they drive better than their husband.
Okay, you're torn between two.
Yeah, but Sarah loves cleaning up, you know, and using the blower to blow all the grass off the ground and stuff. So, I'll say driving.
Sticking with driving. Okay. Yeah,
a few of my answers were said there, but I will say making the bed.
Making the bed. Ooh. A little over 50% of women say they do this better than their husband. AB.
Multitasking.
No, that's 100% actually.
Right. Yeah.
314-531-9898. What do 50% of women think they're better at than their husband? I'll tell you what the answer is at 848.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. A little over 50% of women say they do this better than their husband.
I said cook.
And what else? What's some people saying on the text line?
Bobo says that he agrees with Kevin in saying mowing the lawn. Aunt Kathy and Uncle Pete, we love them. They said driving. Dave texted in and said taking care of the kids.
Kevin, you was torn between two.
Mowing and driving. And I chose driving.
Well, you should have went the other way.
Oh, is it mowing?
You
really?
It's mowing.
Oh, wow.
A little over 50% of women say they do this better than their husband. It is mowing the lawn. Yeah. They say their husband can't do anything right.
Mega Minds.
Speaking of good news, Hannah got some good news this weekend. One of her dreams came true this past weekend.
Yeah, I still really haven't processed it. So kind of a backstory, I went in for oil change for my old car. Now it's an old car.
Oh, God.
tease. And I went in for oil change at the dealer. And then all of a sudden, I saw this, like, beautiful Jeep sitting in the lot. And I quickly became in the market. I wasn't in the market, but I quickly became in the market I saw that car. And now I am a Jeep Wrangler owner.
Whoa! Watch out.
Yes.
So Hannah, ever since I've known Hannah, she's always, one, been obsessed with this Jeep Compass she got. She calls it her, what did you call it?
I called it the Bugatti.
The Bugatti. It was such a big deal. Remember, even when like we had all those storms come through and there was hail and stuff, she was like, she lives with her in-laws, or her brother and sister-in-law, and she's like, get your cars out of the garage, okay? This is your place, but I'm moving in my car. Obsessed with this Jeep Compass. But she's always secretly wanted a Wrangler. She's been a Wrangler girl. She's a Jeep girl. Mm-hmm. She's wanted this car forever. So this dream finally came true.
Yeah, and I'm hoping in the next few days it feels more real. Like, this seriously has been a dream since I've been, even before 16. Like, I just was a little girl who wanted to drive a big car.
Yeah.
And now that's happened, and it's exactly, it's the perfect one I wanted.
Now, the Wrangler's the one you can take the doors off, right?
You can take the top off. Oh, wow. The doors off. Yeah.
She's an outdoors, like, off-roading girl now, Hannah.
Have you done that? Is it easy?
I've taken the top off when I test drove it, and it was a lot easier than I thought it would be. Honestly, my biggest fear is, like, leaving it anywhere, like, parking it places. I get scared. I came to work early this morning to make sure I got, like, a really good spot. It's so big, too, that I just have to get more comfortable with it. But I'm very blessed, and the opportunity came to me, and I've worked really hard to get there.
Okay, I agree with all of that, but the sales guy came to you. This opportunity came. The sales guy saw you getting an oil change. He's like, hi, Hannah, how are you?
He worked me, but I mean, I don't know, they're really popular, so the fact that the perfect one was sitting out there that I've always wanted was crazy.
Inventory is a real thing. Like, I was looking for, like, a van and stuff like that, and inventory is hard, like cars and stuff like that, so inventory is hard. But this sales guy was not opportunity. That was the sales guy going, hi, I'm opportunity.
He did great. He worked me. For how much I loved my Compass / Bugatti, he was good to make me get rid of that thing because I loved that car.
I mean, you got this car at the perfect time for summer to be able to take top off. And I'm so jealous.
But that is such a Hannah thing. Like, I went in for an oil change and then the sale guy's convinced the car.
Yeah. I wasn't even in the market, but here we go.
Yeah, so good for you. Watch out. Top down Hannah.